It's the Jim Brickman Show.
Jim Brickman and fitness expert Kathleen Trotter helping you find your fit this weekend. Kathleen, I'm so glad to have you because I'm on this track too. What is an easy way that we can start building exercise into our day?
Piggyback it onto things that you already do. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm too busy to work out. And I was like, you can always, once you make motion a non-negotiable, you could always fit it in. So for example, if you have a dog, then you can turn your sort of lazy dog walk into what's called fart-like intervals, which are unstructured intervals, which means you sort of pick a stop sign in front of you and you decide to speed walk towards it. You know, if you spend a lot of time on the weekends watching your kids play a sport, bring a yoga mat to the sporting event and do squats and lunges as, you know, as you walk. If at lunchtime you often sit and chat with a colleague, say to your colleague, we're going to go for a walk. Make it a social time. It's about finding solutions, not excuses. There's always a million excuses out there if you're looking for them. But if you're looking for the solution, there's a million solutions.
And everyone always uses that number, 10,000 steps. How do we get to that number every day?
Well, I love that what you said is how do you get to it? And that's why I always say to people, it is a really important number, but it's also important to make sure that you understand that it's something that you're working towards. Because I think that that's one of the things that happens with fitness is people get really overwhelmed. And you know, if you're currently only taking 2,000 steps a day, which is actually very common, 10,000 is a big number. So what I tell people to do is, first of all, get your baseline. So do a day where you don't try to change your habits at all and see how many numbers you get. So let's say you get 3,000 and then you say, okay, for the next week, I'm going to aim for 4,000. And then the next week, I'm going to aim for 5,000. And then the next week, I'm going to aim for 6. And you just sort of gradually build up because then your habits change and it doesn't feel like this massive, overwhelming number that you have to get to.
Thanks a lot, Kathleen. Some easy ways to find your fit this year. And we're going to share Kathleen's tips on the website, quick and easy lunchtime workouts you can do at your desk. That'll be at jimbrickman.com. Be sure to check it out. And more from Finding Your Fit. It's a Jim Brickman Show.